Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Whoa, so much to talk about. We've got a ton of sound from the debate last night. And actually, I think things are sort of shifting a little bit as the day goes.
Sands are shifting.
So feel free, if you want to weigh in, we'll read your comments.
Call in. We love when you call in.
888-627-6008. And if you're listening on Zoom and you want to go ahead and talk, just go ahead and unmute yourself and you can kind of jump in too.
If you want to raise your hand, you know how to do that, because I don't sometimes. Please feel free to do it. Jacob's great about that.
That's right. So do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Chuck, go first.
So I was listening last night, and for me, it's, you know, it might as well be the World Series or something, Super Bowl, thinking that all of history may come down to that, and it could. So I was listening along, first of all, getting incredibly excised about the commentators who are clearly incredibly biased, and we'll go over that a little bit later. But moreover, I was just outraged at Donald.
He kept shouting at Trump.
I know Donald can hear me. I know it's just kind of one of those quantum entanglement deals where I say it and it goes into
quantum
his headphones.
Quantum mechanics, yeah.
You know, spooky action at a distance. Because he won. Refused to slaughter her by saying, you didn't answer that question, but let me tell you what the answer to that question is. And he actually did that with Marco Rubio. He said, these are just he's already recorded in his brain what he's going to say from his consultants. And no matter what the question is, here it comes again. Well, that's what she was doing. She wasn't answering any of the questions. Of course, the moderators are happy to do that. But Donald said she didn't answer the question. Here's the answer to that question. And he would use up all his time. She'd make some snippy part of him. And he'd spend, instead of answering the question himself, he would be attacking Kamala. It was not a good effort on his part, I think, at all. What was good was I thought he looked straight at the camera. He didn't let her engage in a kind of a
facial expression kind of thing.
War with her, which he'd lose because she's the female, and so she goes, but he's got to eliminate the word I. There's no word I in team. We did this. We did that. I just wanted to scream at it, which I did.
You did yell.
I just thought, man, you could have, this is. And I knew he hadn't listened to his consultants. Consultants had told him she was trying to get under your skin, and of course she did. But in addition to that, I mean, her smirky faces, her Hollywood produced,
right?
The whole act she gave and so forth made her hate her more than I did before. I didn't really used to hate her, but now I hate her. I'm not sure I hated more Lizzie Davis or the commentary or her. You could see from Lizzie Davis her kind of dagger, you just see in her face her contempt for Trump.
Well, and I think here, and as the day has gone on, it seems as things have sort of shifted from the political pundits and the talking heads, as information is kind of coming out about what voters think. And I think that's encouraging. Number one, I agree with you that Donald Trump, but that's Donald Trump, right? I mean, is anyone shocked that that's how he did it? There was usually Politico and their story that they have up now is a piece of crap. But they had an interesting analysis that I thought early on was kind of right. But I don't know that it makes a difference. And let me explain what I mean. It was talking about that this was a political consultant's heaven. right? The political consultants worked with Kamala Harris and they told her, don't worry about answering the questions. You've got a totally corrupt, complicit media. They're not going to call you on any of it. Every time somebody asks a question, here are four or five points you need to make.
Regardless, and Trump did the same thing. They told Trump, talk about immigration, no matter what the question
but
is.
She was disciplined and she did that. And you could see she got under Donald Trump's skin a little bit. Of our lot. On the other hand, even the political analysis said, on the other hand, you know, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, you're used to this. If you're a Donald Trump supporter, you're not shocked by that. And if you're a Donald Trump supporter, actually, you're kind of glad that he attacked her because you would want to attack her. So, I think in the end, the political analysis was like, so if you're a political consultant, this was kind of great because you say, see, that was good. But if you were a voter, I'm not so sure it made any difference. Although I think it is making a difference. And you look at some of the numbers coming out now. I think a Reuters one, and granted, this is small, but Reuters is not a pro-Trump organization, no. Right? Reuters did a poll, and they just talked to 10, which is granted a small sample, but undecided voters. And of the 10, 6 said that they were now leaning towards Trump. And would
3
probably
said
vote
the other way, and 1
3
didn't
said, right, but I mean, so Trump picked up.
That is an incredibly non-representative.
Finish what I want to say about that. But you also have other polls, even CNN admitted that the polls show that whilst most people thought that Kamala Harris won the debate, they thought that they would vote for Trump, but that Trump would be better able to handle the economy, which is what people
do. And there are other polls that show that people thought that Trump won
the polls. Exactly. And so here's what
I'm thrilled by that.
I'm
not sure to go to the personal life, but last night I went for one of those sleep apnea tests. I don't know how many people. Everybody got some sleep apnea these days, but
yeah. So you had to leave to go take a sleep and go to a sleep center.
A sleep center.
Did you shout at the people there about the debate?
No.
Okay.
They hadn't watched the debate. There's only one person anyway to monitor your sleep.
Chuck passed his test. No, I'm kidding.
I passed.
Yeah.
He slept. Brilliant sleeper. Brilliant sleeper. So, but you know, so I didn't have any more input after I tried to watch the end of the debate. Although somebody was urging me to. Leave to get their own time, but I don't care about time.
Yeah.
And so I was expecting to see this huge deluge of Kamala's great
stuff.
And Trump, and it wasn't. It really was more nuanced, and a lot of people say that Trump won.
Right.
I think Kamala Harris is not an idiot. She can she can do a line.
She won by not losing, right?
Well, yeah. Well, moreover, yep. I don't get why. They've kept her away from the press. I mean, she's fully articulate enough to give a canned answer to whatever question the press asks.
Well, and they may let her know. Here's what I think.
But why? I mean, I really thought she must be idiotic if she can't go for that.
Because
she showed that in front of, you know, incredibly sycophantic journalists, she can do fine.
Right. Well, I think that only, and I think that's something that now we want to kind of get into that. I think that one, when you look at, because we're talking a little bit about style versus substance, and I got to wonder if, and which I think is what we're seeing in some of these polls, that if you're an undecided voter, a truly undecided voter, and you cared enough to listen last night, right?
Which I think millions did.
Yeah, 57 million. We'll get into that in a second,
that's a
too.
Lot.
But not as many
about
as in 2020.
The amount of alien, illegal aliens coming next week.
Illegal immigrants sitting at the shelter, eating dogs. No.
Cats. I love
the cat. But I think if it was style versus substance, if you were truly an undecided, well, number one, if you like Kamala Harris, you still like Kamala Harris. If you like
Donald Trump, probably like her better because she's more snarky and unpleasant and very...
It wasn't Joe Biden. But the problem that they have is that we already know she kept, and we'll play some of it, she kept repeating the same lies, the same gaslighting things that the Democrats have been saying for over 3 years now. Everybody's heard that before. She made it clear she hates Donald Trump. We already know she hates Donald Trump. She made it clear.
I don't think she hates anybody. I think she's too vacant to hate
Donald She
Trump.
Was attacking Donald Trump. Well, that's nothing new. Attacking him on the same things they've been attacking him on for
Charlottesville,
years.
Charlottesville, same.
Right.
Yes.
I think, and she kept, you know, Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy. I mean, she,
what does that mean?
Well, and again, that doesn't mean anything. And she made it clear, okay, her main campaign pitch is, I'm not Donald Trump. And it's like, well, okay, but there are a lot of people who like Donald Trump. And on top of it, you are Joe Biden. And I think so.
She did a good job. See, I don't look like
Joe Biden. But she didn't, what she did not do was articulate any policies. Right. If you
what she did was she said, we need to turn the page. It's a good space, I think. Yeah. But turn the page to what?
Right. I mean, it's
what
your,
are you
your,
turning the
page?
Yeah. So we're going to turn you over.
Hey, Barney, you want to weigh in there? Is that you?
Yeah. I don't know how to do the stupid wave. I'm sorry. I don't.
No, don't just chime in.
I think both you guys are right on. Look at you. And Chuck, she did just enough to get by. She had a lot of makeup on. You got to give her that. I don't know who did that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've always said about these people, like your callers, every one of them, every one of your people that listen, Sandra, Dr. Donna, Leo, even though he's a huge smartass, they can speak their mind. They have no trouble speaking their mind. My only problem is I sound like a fruitcake or I sound crazy, but most of us.
No, Ronnie.
You bet. Okay. But if you believe what you're thinking, you can say it. It's okay. And by the way, Julie, Chuck, she does have a plan. She's good. Let me be clear. By the way, when Democrats say, let me be clear, they're so full of crap what's coming next. But yeah, she's going to move forward. She's going to lift people up. She's going to be something to do with entrepreneurs. I don't know what the hell that was. But they let her get away with it because you got the two hacks sitting there asking questions. And Trump, you know, why can't Trump? Trump gets under his skin. Oh, your crowd sucked. They're walking away. Trump should have just left that alone and said, look, a hell of a lot of people show up in my speeches, and they want America to change. They might not like me, Donald Trump. They might not like me, but they see the country going down the shithole. That's all there is to it. But he always gets under his skin, so he's always got to defend that, and I wish he wouldn't do that. I wish he would just...
But they cut you off.
Balls to the walls, you know, say it the way it is, but you could... I'd have to say she got by. She did enough to get by. And if you're undecided, you are one dumb son of a bitch. If you haven't had your mind yet. I just don't. There's no other way to put it.
That's true.
No,
that's true.
Love you guys. I'll listen.
And thank you. And Chuck says, we like you and we always like it when you add your 2 cents. Thank you. So let's go through here from Sandra. I congratulate anyone who listened to the debate because I can tell you I did not and will never. My son said he and his daughter and my daughter-in-law were yelling at the bottom feeders, LOL. When I saw that smirky look on her face in the video this morning, I'm so glad I did not listen. My understanding, we'll get to this in a second, that's true, is that her best friend owns ABC. She runs ABC News. How convenient. Every friend forgets it is not the person that's at stake. It's at our country. And then Jacob says Trump should have given Harris a MAGA hat for her supporting building the wall and being pro-fracking. And then there's that Jacob is saying that this kind of funny that it's old footage of somebody asking Kamala Harris when she's with Willie Brown, are you his daughter? And she says no. And Barney says it was painful. I have brain damage today. Well, here's the thing. I don't know that in the end it's going to make any difference. But one of the things
will make a difference. I'm not sure how it'll make a difference.
Well,
you don't have a lot more to really base your vote on if you don't already know.
Right.
And you've got no plans, whatever plans she had. You know, what Trump did.
Well, she does have a plan. Barney's right. Her plan is to continue destroying the country. She just can't.
She
doesn't
have a plan, but for the people who run the White House these days, I mean, it is scary, quite frankly.
Right.
That you know, imagine waking up Biden at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying the Russians are threatening to annihilate us. What should we do? And then going,
well, they would never ask him anyway.
Push the button.
You
better not ask him the question because he won't understand it. I mean, it is scary that we have a senile president. I mean, you know, Game of Thrones, I think, had a senile king.
And Lord of the Rings.
Well, Lord of the Rings.
But the worm-tongue guy was.
Yeah, the worm-tongue guy.
Oh, she came too. But, well, here's the thing, too, that, you know, going back to the Tucker Carlson thing and the discussion about an independent media and how important that is to a free society, I think one of the biggest losers in all of that was ABC News. They just came, I mean, if you were liberal, you're crazy anyway, so you thought they did a great job. But if you were conservative, And you can, it was just, it was clear. They were just completely biased. We're going to play, this is a soundbite. I mean, Donald Trump, they're fact-checking wrong, even when he's right, they're fact-checking. This is like a two-minute thing or a minute 50 thing where she just spews literally lie after lie after lie. Things that have been, we've known have been lies for years, and no one says anything to her. So, Doug, if we could please play the Kamala Lies soundbite.
That must be a big soundbite.
I was at the Capitol on January 6th. I was the vice president-elect. I was also an acting senator. I was there. And on that day, the president of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital, to desecrate our nation's capital. On that day, 140 law enforcement officers were injured, and some died. And understand, the former president has been indicted and impeached for exactly that reason. But this is not an isolated situation. Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side. Let's remember that when it came to the Proud Boys, a militia, the president said, the former president said, stand back and stand by. So for everyone watching who remembers what January 6th was, I say, we don't have to go back. Let's not go back. We're not going back. It's time to turn the page. And if that was a bridge too far for you, well, there is a place in our campaign for you to stand for country, to stand for our democracy, to stand for rule of law, and to end the chaos, and to end the approach that is about attacking the foundations of our democracy because you don't like the outcome. And be clear on that point. Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking. Let's turn the page on this. Let's not go back. Let's chart a course for the future and not go backwards to the past.
As Barney says, 100% light through the truth. And ABC did not push back on that at all. No. So here's the thing. Number one, she was not at the Capitol during that incident. In fact, they had taken her over to the DNC because they had their whole fake pipe bomb thing set up, right? So she needed to be, she was not at the Capitol. Donald Trump did not incite the riot. In fact, he said have a peaceful protest.
Well, she was at the Capitol. Generally, Washington,
well, yeah, she was in Washington D.C. Exactly. No cops died. But again, it's, you know,
140
what? Injured. Give me a break. The only person who died was one of the protesters who
and
was shot by
Trump
the cops.
Note that.
Right?
Okay.
Told, we've seen the video, but so that's a lie. The crimes that she's talking about, the impeachment, that's a joke. We know that that was completely that. Also, by the way, remember the whole impeachment hearing was orchestrated and produced by what? An ABC producer,
well,
right?
Yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Remember that? That's another ABC producer.
Good point.
The bloodbath, he was talking about the auto industry, a bloodbath in the auto industry. And the rule of law, give me a break. You got the Democrats, and the chaos. I mean, so it's just everything that she said there was, and Charlottesville, it's been proven he did not say that. And ABC didn't push back at all on any of that. It didn't push back on
but
any
to,
of it.
To her credit or her consultant's credit, she has learned the word we and our and other ones where Donald only knows I. If you didn't know they're all lies, I thought presented-wise, it was fairly effective. I mean, you know.
The trouble I think that they have from a campaign point of view, they've been saying these lies over and over and over. And even the Democrat, I mean, if she could have said in Hunter Biden's laptop was Russia disinformation.
Right. And the only time he won was because of the Russians.
Right. So people know that that's not true. So they either don't
know. You know, how many know? What percentage know?
Well, I guess my point is they've been repeating.
I bet you Jenny doesn't know.
They've been repeating those lies over and over and over again. And it hasn't really dented Donald Trump anymore. They hate Donald Trump, not because he said bloodbath. They hate Donald Trump because he represents a threat to their power structure and their money. The one funny thing is, and people in Colorado are like losing their heads over over with the liberal media and the Democrat politicians. Jacob told us earlier that Michael Bennett said this is not true because Trump brought up Aurora, the migrants, and the illegal immigrants that have taken over apartment complexes in Aurora, not your imagination. And then they talked about in Springfield, Ohio, you know, the reports from citizens complaining about migrants eating their dogs. And here, and so Trump brought that up. If we could please play the Trump dog soundbite.
Look at that pose.
Our country is being lost. We're a failing nation. And it happened 3.5 years ago. And what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III, just to go into another subject. What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
It's true, right? Now, again, everybody says, oh, that's not true. Michael Bennett says, oh, it's not true. Cal Clark says, oh, it's not true.
Cal Clark?
Yeah, the Ohio Attorney General came out and said, we do so have reports like that, right? And here's the thing, guys, this is nothing new. I mean, I think I told this story last time about in Aurora, about 10 years ago, I was doing this story. This family was upset because the illegal immigrants were raising cute little baby goats and then slaughtering them and eating them. I remember doing a story many years ago in Wash Park. You know, they have tons of geese in Wash Park. Too many, really. And no offense to anyone here, but Asians, illegal immigrant Asians, were killing the geese. And all the little white, you know, Wash Park ladies were horrified about the fact that the geese were being killed.
But they weren't horrified by the fact they had an animal control officer go out and gather them, kill them, and give them to food banks.
Yeah, but which again would be gross. I don't think you're going to do it. But the point is
gross. I mean,
well, I don't know that I'd want to eat a goose that had been eating stuff at Wash Park. But
do you think they eat in nature?
That's true. I just want to think about
it. They only you know filet mignon or a veggie. There's veggies.
I don't want to get too deep into where our food comes from.
Okay.
That's a whole other show.
Okay.
Is that this is not a new issue, right? This has happened, and you can kind of see their point. It's like, there's like 8 million geese here. Like you said, they're rounding them up. Why not? And you can get into that. But it's kind of funny because they all pretend like Michael Bennett's like, that's not happening. It's not happening. Well, it is happening, right? And it's been happening for a long time. And that is what happens when you have this sort of unfettered illegal migration. You have these sort of clashes of cultures, right? Where cultures are not expected anymore to become part of the American culture. They retain their own culture. It's just ridiculous. And here's the most ridiculous. The Babylon Bee hit it on the head, right? The Babylon Bee had a funny thing. It says, media assures us that illegal immigrants have not killed any cats, just women and children.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean?
The cannibals in Haiti here are just...
Look at all the illegal immigrants. I mean, one of the reasons it was a problem in Springfield is because an illegal immigrant driving illegally hit a bus and an 11-year-old girl was killed. Right?
Whose father said he'd wish he was a white person so the immigrants...
It's kind of like, so if you're an illegal immigrant, and that is something I think that's kind of wrong with our country, is if you're an illegal immigrant, you can kill children, you can, you know, cause all kinds of havoc, commit all kinds of crimes. But if you start to eat the dogs, that's when people get upset. But it has...
Well, I think Trump has got to really bear down on this one, because all the cat women who want to support it, you know, go, oh, that's fine, but, you know, your cat is going to be eaten.
Yeah.
You vote for Kamala and you can kiss goodbye, Fluffy.
Those things, I would say if I'm Trump, let the internet do the memes for you. Jacob is, Sandra says, absolutely agree with you, Chuck, LOL. And then Leo, you're like, Chuck, Trump pissed me off by going off topic. He needed to use a scalpel and only address the exact questions, not wandering off topic. And Barney says, damn right, Chuck. Well, I mean, that doesn't underscore it, but the thing is just the media is so corrupt anymore.
But I want to give you a little pushback that you know, independent media, by which you mean an objective media. And you know, we only got that post-World War II, and we, you know, the Republicans agreed the New Deal was a wonderful thing, but at the same time agreed the communists were not necessarily the nicest people. All throughout our history, newspapers and media have been incredibly biased on one side or the other, including the government media under Adams. I mean, the idea that we had an independent, decent media was only for, is almost an illusion. It wasn't a total, but almost an illusion. And you've got to get used to the fact, which brings us to the other question of why the hell Republicans constantly want to get their head handed to them.
We're going to get into this too. And Leo says, Chuck, is there any objective media other than us and maybe Tucker? If you guys want to see, and you're the one who always touts this website, realclearpolitics.com, what they do is they give both sides. So without commentary, they just put stuff on both sides.
But it is you're there's nothing in there you get that's objective. You just get both sides,
But here's the
and
thing.
they're incredibly unobjective ones, and because that's all there is.
Here's what I think Trump has done. Just like, for the longest time, we had the illusion that there were two parties when there's actually been a uniparty running things. And the reason everyone is freaking out is Trump is not part of the uniparty, so he must be stopped. But he exposed that, right? He forced people to expose himself. He has forced the media to expose itself as being corrupt. And I think, as Tucker Carlson said, evil on the side of evil. And Megyn Kelly addresses too.
Now
Ironically,
you got to listen to this soundboat and remember what she was like
yeah, in
when she
2015.
was a moderator in which the Murdochs wanted her to get Trump,
That's
and
right.
she was unbelievably
She was such
biased.
a delight.
But now she's different. It's when somebody else is doing it.
If we could please, Doug, play Megan number one.
I'm disgusted. I'm ashamed of those moderators at ABC News. They did exactly what their bosses wanted them to do. The person who runs ABC News is a close personal friend of Kamala Harris that is responsible for Kamala Harris and her husband meeting. And they did Dana Walden's bidding tonight. It was three against one on that debate stage this evening.
And I think that's true. And one of the things, like always,
As it was when Chris Wallace and her did a debate.
I think it's becoming more and more apparent. And you see it again and again. Now, you're not shocked so much anymore, although I continue to be somewhat disgusted by the fact that they don't even pretend anymore. And then I think Megyn Kelly, like you said before, she hated Trump. This is where I think, again, like you said, you expected Trump to be being creamed. I think they were so biased that in a backwards way, it probably helped Trump in spite of himself. If we could please play Megan number two.
It's very easy to look like you know what you're doing when both moderators are entirely on your side. Trump did the best he could under the circumstances, but it really was like three fighters in the ring pummeling one opponent. And Trump tried to take them all on. He did fine. He did as best as he could. He was thrown a few times to the point where he was unnecessarily defensive and he was getting angry. And so was I. Were you? This was a mistake to trust ABC News with this debate.
I think that is the thing. If I'm the Trump campaign, and there's one more soundbite we'll play here in a second. If I'm the Trump campaign, I'm thinking that too. I'm thinking that might have been a mistake to go on ABC. So if we could please play, and Megan says this is the one, well, the other stuff was intelligent. Oh, we got Sherry on the, okay, we'll take Sherry and then we'll play the sound. Okay. Hey, Sherry, thank you for calling in.
Hi. I wanted to just say maybe a few things. If you noticed at the debate, at the first question, this is what they said. They said, Vice President Harris, you and President Trump were elected 4 years ago. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then as far as the animals go, culturally, it's a little distasteful for sure. But I find it so much more distasteful that my tax dollars pay for a government official to torture little beagles and rip out their vocal cords so you can't hear them crying. So
Good point,
that's
Sherry.
more of a problem.
Perfect point.
I have more of a
Yes.
problem with that.
Fauci special.
I just think it's interesting being 9/11 today. Did you notice that Trump, when it says 45, that's 9 dash 47 is 11. I just wanted to point that out. I find it interesting.
Numerology is a pretty interesting thing. Okay, hey, Sherry. One thing, too, did you see? I mean, that Donald Trump appeared with Kamala Harris in New York on 9/11, and apparently people were shouting, "We need you, Donald. We need you, Donald." So,
yeah, I saw that. So, and one last thing that's really interesting. So President Trump originally signed an executive order September 12th, 2018. And what it is, it's the continuation of the national emergency with respect to foreign interference in the undermining public confidence in the United States elections. It's EO 13848. It has been signed again by Joe Biden. It's signed every year. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting how come that is, that he keeps signing that yeah. Trump started.
Yep.
Well, I mean, in and of itself, it's a terrible proclamation or executive order. If somebody says something that undermines our trust in our federal government, the federal government ought to be indicted on it, because they do things every day that undermines our trust and confidence in the U.S. government. I mean, it's...
All right.
So,
hey, Sherry.
So two things on that. If they find that a foreign influence, a foreign country is involved in the corruption of the elections, then does everybody who's cheating with the mail-in ballots and stuff, are they then eligible to be tried for treason?
No, because that's homegrown.
Yeah. What if they're an illegal
immigrant? That's all American.
What if they're an illegal immigrant and they vote? So, yeah. Well, I think
that might be. Then you get attacked in Mexico and Venezuela.
The Justice Department, as we all know, is just so corrupted, and it's become so weaponized that, you know, they can make it come up with a reason to do anything to anyone that they want, right, as long as they want to silence you. Hey, thank you once again for your call. You always have such great points. Thank you, Sherry.
Bye-bye.
All right. And then, so Doug, now if we could back to that Megyn Kelly, she has some advice for Republicans, which I think is good advice. If we could play the Megyn number three soundbite.
The Republicans must learn from this mistake. The same way the Democrats never, never agree to do anything with moderators they don't entirely trust. This should be the last time the Republicans ever do this. Because those two moderators tried to sink Donald Trump tonight. The numerous fact checks on what he said and none on what she said. None. I don't remember a single fact check of anything she said. And she lied repeatedly. She just got away with it. In the moderator's eyes, that was Donald Trump's job to fact check her. That's correct, except you didn't employ that same tactic when it came to Trump, and you accused him of lying even when it was your opinion that he lied. When Trump tried to say that his comment that he lost 2020 by a whisker was him being sarcastic, David Muir actually injected saying, "I didn't hear sarcasm." Who gives a shit what you heard?
That's the thing, right? I mean, she's true. And the Republicans, they should not, right? And because here's the thing, if you're Donald Trump, maybe you can handle Kamala Harris, right? But you cannot handle, as we now have seen, Kamala Harris when the moderators are completely in the tank and they're going to allow her to just do whatever she wants, to make stuff up, to lie about things. And you're Trump and they won't let you respond.
Well, the response is, you know, two-thirds of the way to the debate. Now we're two-thirds of the way through this debate. The moderators have come and tried to fact-check with their own biases numerous statements I've made, but not once to the lies of Kamala Harris. Could this be a more unfair debate? He has to have a presence of mind to be able to point out what she just pointed out.
Right.
And that was his obligation.
Exactly. You got to pay attention, because I mean, the CNN moderators, I have to say, were, I thought, more fair. And that whole thing.
Well, they
was,
were incredibly fair because they wanted to tank Joe Biden.
Well, that's just,
it
exactly.
Wasn't, it wasn't because they were fair people. They said, okay, we won't put our usual foot on the scale. We'll let Joe die.
And hopefully Donald Trump's campaign has learned this, and Donald Trump is on this, and other Republicans.
Well, he ain't running again, so it won't do any good.
Well, you're right. The next one will think they can beat. You can't beat him, okay? You can't beat the corruptness that is there. It was interesting on Fox and Friends, Donald Trump indicated today that he might be willing to do a debate on Fox, but not with Brett Baer or Martha McCallum.
Well, can you trust anybody at Fox?
He said maybe Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham. I wouldn't, because you know what? Fox is kind of...
Yeah. Murdoch's would kind of, hey, you two. You know what happened to Tucker?
Either that or they would be fair. I would want to go on with somebody who would be completely corrupt against the Democrats. Do you know what I mean? That we need to find a, you know, I don't... There
is Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be the moderator.
Let Eric Trump.
And yeah, right. Barron can do it.
Yeah, let Barron do it. So, you know, and in the end, I think you were probably right that they're going to use some of the polling to say, oh, Kamala got a big bump from the debate. They had her going down.
New York Times,
now they're going to say that she went up. I'm not sure, and this is what I predicted earlier, that this debate, if you want to call it that, would have changed very many minds. What I do think it might have done, though, that is good, is number one, expose the media yet again. And number two, like Megyn Kelly said, she was angry. I think this is a kind of thing that makes Trump supporters even more angry. And even more,
maybe more angry.
Well, every time you think you can't get more angry, you can get more angry. So, you know, and they can have, you know, Michael Bennett can say all he wants. No one's eating.
Yay, Michael Bennett has appeared. Oh, Michael. Out of boy. Yeah. Thanks for making Colorado a better place to be.
People say maybe we should actually arrest criminals in Colorado. We just need to arrest all the racists and
get their cats.
And get the cats. And Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Well, here's the thing. Who liked her thing? Oh yeah, Caitlin Clark. Great, Caitlin.
Taylor Swift, I think, was forced to by a publicist because Brittany Mahomes came out in favor of Trump. But then Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift are friends. And so people are like, oh, she should quit being friends. So I think she was forced to do that. And my guess is Taylor Swift, who, you know, lectures us about climate change while she jets around the world. You know, I mean, she jets to lunch in a jet, right? So I don't know that we need to listen to her. Let's see. Did the moderators go home from Leo and open a bottle of wine and cry in the shower because they lost their soul? Mm-hmm. Or are they so stupid they went and celebrated?
Latter.
Barney says Fox is just as bad.
Yes.
Sanders says Leo, more likely stupid. And then Barney says, Leo, they don't have souls. and then Dr. Donna said the debate may have swayed those on the fence that depend on the mainstream media for their information. I think anyone who is... depending on the mainstream media for their information anymore. I agree with Barney is like, you know, you're just an idiot, right? If you're depending on the mainstream media for your actual information, besides maybe weather.
You can't even trust that because it's climate change. Oh, yeah, you can't even do weather.
You're doing that on purpose because you agree with them, right?
Right.
Who's listening to Kyle Clark is listening to Kyle Clark because right. they agree with him.
Or they're seeing him.
Or they're in a nursing home and somebody's put Channel 9 on and they can't change the channel,
yeah.
right?
So Biden watches Kyle Clark.
Yeah. Wanted to switch gears here just briefly and bring you up to speed on some of the goings on with the Colorado Republican Party
and Civil War.
And the Civil War, the fake Todd meeting, the fake Eli Bremer. But all of that is in court now. Do you want to explain or do you want me to explain the two lawsuits?
Well, that'd be interesting.
Okay, so we'll see if I get it right.
This ought to be interesting, folks. We'll get a Julie interpretation of court proceedings.
And I've probably been in court more than a lot of lawyers. Yeah, Chuck.
Here it comes, folks.
Chuck will fact check me. So, the real Republican Party under Dave Williams has filed an appeal with the Colorado Court of Appeals, asking them basically to say that Eli Bremer's meeting was illegal. And the Court of Appeals just last week, at the end of last week, refused. Eli Bremer wanted to throw that out. And the Court of Appeals said, no, we're not going to throw that out. We're going to hear it, right? Which would be an indication that they think at least there are some not merits to wanting to throw it out, but merits for keeping it. So that's a win for the real Colorado Republican Party under Dave Williams.
That check you at this point?
Go ahead. Well, then you explain it.
No, it's just too entertaining. What the lower court said was, we don't have jurisdiction, and therefore you guys just have to continue to battle away for months and months and months. And the real, as you say, Colorado Party said, no, this is in fact something that has to be decided with the courts. It'll never be decided, and we'll just have two Republican parties. So they're not saying
Well,
one meeting is.
Eli Bremmer wanted them just to dismiss it. And the court
Right.
said, no, we will not dismiss it.
That,
So
that,
that's a
that's the.
win for the
It's
real
abs
Colorado
it's
Republican
it's
Party.
an absolute win. But if you're granted a relief, then you go back down to the district court to find about whether or not Todd's meeting was illegal or not.
Okay, so that's one lawsuit that's out there. The other
Number
lawsuit,
two.
number two, is the fake Republican Party under Eli Bremmer, and this is just evil, has filed a lawsuit against individually Dave Williams, Anna Ferguson, and Hope Shepelman as individuals claiming that they are impersonating Colorado Republican Party officials. Right?
Yes.
Okay, and that is now going on also. So the judge on there was a hearing on this just what, yesterday, the day before, the judge
It's a
set
status
a
conference.
status con well, okay, a hearing.
Not a hearing, it's a
There
status
was a
conference.
status conference
Those are
hearing.
different
All
things.
right, all right. It was a status conference. It was a status conference, and the judge set that for trial October 14th.
He did set the what it has. So they had Chris Murray, who used to be the Republican counsel, filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Republican Party and on behalf of Eli Bremmer and the two other ones that were elected secretary and treasurer against individually Hope Shuffleman, Anna Ferguson, and Dave Williams.
Right. And the judge said that he will, they set a trial date for that, right?
Yeah, he wants to hear the case apparently,
Right.
and that's interesting because, generally speaking, if a subject matter is before the Colorado Court of Appeals, you don't want a district court deciding the same question or related questions, so you may have two different rulings.
So this from Sandra, Chris Murray, who was also with the Brownstein Hyatt Farber Schreck. Yes, he's a former Brownstein attorney who was
They kicked him
fired.
out. They kicked him out.
And who was fired by the current Republican Party. So keep
They.
all of that in mind too.
Yeah,
So
fired him too.
I don't want to be too confusing, but just want to let you know there was ongoing litigation. So bottom line, every time Eli Bremmer wanders around claiming he's the real head of the Republican Party, he's not. Okay. Dave Williams is still recognized by the RNC as the real head of the Colorado Republican Party. The most accurate way to put it is that you do have two factions, I guess. Now, the real, I call the real Republican Party, Dave Williams faction, is
That's
a
not
bigger
that's
faction.
being biased.
That's being biased. But there are two factions. They are fighting it out in court. The RNC has, people keep saying, is the RNC going to say something? My guess would be they're just going to wait. It's in the courts, right? Why would you
Well, as
want
I
to?
expressed last time, it's the Republican Party is an unincorporated association of people. The RNC does not is not a subsidiary of the RNC.
Right.
All they control is the members to their thing that we elect. But other than that, they cannot tell the Republican Party what to do or not do. They can give money to whoever they want to, but
Right.
they can't tell. So would you bring it up to them and, have their executive committee, or maybe it's their state, the entire country's central meeting decided? I mean, it's.
And the bottom line thing that everybody should remember about this is something that we've talked about before. This is not just going on in Colorado. This is going on in other states. What this is it's a never Trump uniparty funded movement to try to get rid of the growing grassroots strength in Colorado and in other parts of the country. They don't want people electing people like Donald Trump, right? They want people electing people like Mitt Romney or Joe Biden. Not much difference there, right? All of their money keeps rolling along. Everybody keeps being happy. That's the bottom line thing. Again, it's not Dave Williams, just like it's not Donald Trump they're after. They're after you and us.
That's
It's not
really true because
Dave Williams
they
they're
want you to
after.
go away and just
Right.
vote for them.
Right.
You got to vote for Gabe Evans. Okay, so he's for massive illegal immigration. He won't say that, of course,
Right.
but he whatever. You don't accept millions from
Americans for Prosperity.
Prosperity. Charlie Koch. Charlie Koch learned a long time ago. They just can't fund somebody and let them go. You fund them after they promise you what they want.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, exactly. And so that's a thing to remember, that this movement in the Republican Party, it's not Dave Williams. He's just, again, he's just standing between them and you. What they really hate is us. They really hate the grassroots. And they would...
If you contribute seven figures, you like them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why you'd be listening to our program, but if you you're multi-millionaires.
And finally, just to kind of wrap up, I wanted to kind of go back to the Taylor Swift thing, because I do think it's kind of funny that even is a thing, right? I guess it says something about us culturally. Taylor Swift, I mean, she actually, I'll be honest, she strikes me as kind of a sharp person. She strikes me as a sharp businesswoman. I don't really like her songs. Somebody was pointing out, all Taylor Swift does is write songs about making wrong choices. Right. So why would anyone trust her on the presidential thing?
Yep.
I'm sure she
good
was
point.
She was
good
pressured
point.
By public pressure to come out after Britney.
No,
McCall.
She has. I mean, she had an entire controversy, I think in 2016 when she... Or maybe it was 2020, probably 2020, saying she wanted to endorse the Democratic one. Her father said, "Why alienate half your
listeners?"
And she's like, "That's what I really believe." And so, you know, she's entitled to it.
She's entitled to
pay. But would I take a thing on based on Taylor Swift? But then again, I'm not a four, you know, and I guess you have to be 18.
Say is, but would you? Here's the thing: if you're a Taylor Swift fan. Well, I don't know. I mean, would you listen, and no offense to anyone out there, but would you listen to Taylor Swift any more, say, than you're going to listen to Hulk Hogan endorse, you know?
I listen to Hulk. I listen to Hulk at the RNC thing.
Speech, right.
What are you talking about, Julie? Hulk Hogan, and you're denigrating the Hulkster? Holy golly.
He gave a speech. Wow. I'd like to see Taylor Swift's speech. I'm just saying that these celebrity endorsements or non-endorsements, it's all silliness, I think.
Well,
right?
See if she'll do a concert for...
Well, she let Kamala play her song, I guess.
I'm not sure I've got to look that up, because I don't think, you know, once you copyright it, you know, anybody can play it
right.
as long as you pay residuals.
Right.
And so the fact that somebody doesn't like it that you... played it on your station or played it at home.
Right, right.
You know, they don't, I invented it. Well, great.
Right, I think it's kind of funny that Trump plays the songs and they keep telling him not to. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, very sorry. Well, and you're from Dr. Donna, you know, her. I think this is true. Her fan base is roughly 14 to 18-year-olds, right? Either that or millennials who now are trying to pay for a home or buy groceries and gasoline. And they're like, hey,
well,
like
how long has she been popular? 10, 15 years?
I mean, she keeps reinventing herself well.
Well, I know, but so they're, you know, her original... Taylor Swifties are probably in their 30s.
Well, and here's the thing from Leo. Exactly. I like the Beatles, but didn't agree with their political views. And then Jacob says John Lennon was a Republican. Really?
I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Considering the fact that he was not in this country as a citizen of the United States, he couldn't be a Republican.
He might have been a Republican in England, because that gets all confusing over
there's
there.
There's no Republican.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hey, that is going to wrap it up for us on this Wednesday. We are coming back for Party Friday. Thank you to everybody for participating. Thank you, everybody on Zoom. And that'll do it for us today.
Be happy. Stay happy.
See you Party Friday. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Leo.